Hey, Victory Church. My name is Jonathan Phillips, and I am the youth pastor at the Grapevine Campus. And I'm so glad you've joined us for today's Lectio Divina. Today's scripture reading is found in Luke 22, 14-20. Before we begin, take a moment to breathe deeply. Release any tension from your body, clear your mind from distracting thoughts, and set your attention on God's presence. As I read, I encourage you to close your eyes and listen, or you can read along with me. Our first step is to read. As we go through the passage the first time, pay attention to words or phrases that catch your attention and write them down. Again, we'll be reading from Luke 22, 14-20. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." I'll give you a few moments to write. What words or phrases stuck out to you? Next, we'll reflect. As I read through the passage again, make note of what emotions stir up. Which character in the story do you resonate with? When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." We're going to pause here to give you a moment to reflect. Again, write down any emotions that rose up within you and what character you were in the story. Now, let's respond. As I read a third time, start a conversation with the Lord. What is he saying to you through this text? What do you need to say back to him? When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Take a few moments and talk with God, reflecting on your notes from earlier. Write down what he is saying to you and respond to him. finish, simply rest in the presence of God. As you prepare for the remainder of this day, spend a few minutes in silence, meditating on God's Word. Father, thank you for your blood that was shed for us. Help us not to make something so beautiful and extraordinary feel or seem ordinary. Let us never lose our wonder, that we would stand in awe of you and keep our eyes fixed on you so that we don't forget what you've done for us. We're thankful and remember the things you've done. We're excited about the things you're doing. And we're looking ahead in anticipation of the things you're going to do.